Welcome to the List Verse Podcast. Our almost 5 million web readers enjoy our lists that intrigue and educate, specializing in the bizarre and lesser-known trivia. Every day, we present a new unique list in any one of our 14 categories, from art to science, on our website, listverse.com. And now, ladies and gentlemen, let's dive into today's List Verse Podcast. Fairy tales of the past were often full of macabre and gruesome twists and endings. These days, companies like Disney have sanitized them for a modern audience that is clearly deemed unable to cope, and so we see happy endings everywhere. This list looks at some of the common endings we are familiar with and explains the original gruesome origins. If you know of any others, be sure to mention them in the comments at listverse.com. Or if you know of a fairy tale that is just outright gruesome in its original modern form, speak up. Number 10. The Pied Piper. In the tale of the Pied Piper, we have a village overrun with rats. A man arrives dressed in clothes of pied, a patchwork of colors, and offers to rid the town of the vermin. The villagers agree to pay a vast sum of money if the piper can do it, and he does. He plays music on his pipe, which draws all the rats out of town. When he returns for payment, the villagers won't cough up, so the Pied Piper decides to rid the town of children, too. In most modern variants, the piper draws the children to a cave out of the town, and when the townsfolk finally agree to pay up, he sends them back. In the darker original, the piper leads the children to a river where they all drown, except for a lame boy who couldn't keep up. Some modern scholars say there are connotations of pedophilia in this fairy tale. Number 9. Little Red Riding Hood. The version of this tale that most of us are familiar with ends with Riding Hood being saved by the woodsman who kills the wicked wolf. But in fact, the original French version by Charles Perrault was not quite so nice. In this version, the little girl is a well-bred young lady who is given false instructions by the wolf when she asks the way to her grandmother's. Foolishly, Riding Hood takes the advice of the wolf and ends up being eaten. And here the story ends. There's no woodsman, no grandmother, just a fat wolf and a dead Red Riding Hood. The moral to this story is not to take advice from strangers. Number 8. The Little Mermaid. The 1989 version of The Little Mermaid might better be known as The Big Whopper. In the Disney version, the film ends with Ariel, the mermaid, being changed into a human so she can marry Eric. They marry in a wonderful wedding attended by humans and merpeople. But in the very first version by Hans Christian Andersen, the mermaid sees the prince marry a princess and she despairs. She is offered a knife with which to stab the prince to death, but rather than do that, she jumps into the sea and dies by turning to froth. Hans Christian Andersen modified the ending slightly to make it more pleasant. Instead of dying when turned to froth, she becomes a daughter of the air, waiting to go to heaven. So, frankly, she's still dead for all intents and purposes. Number 7. Snow White. In the tale of Snow White that we are all familiar with, the queen asks a huntsman to kill her and bring her heart back as proof. Instead, the huntsman can't bring himself to do it and returns with the heart of a boar. Now, fortunately, Disney hasn't done too much to damage this tale, but they did leave out one important original element. In the original tale, the queen actually asks for Snow White's liver and lungs, which are to be served for dinner that night. Also in the original, Snow White wakes up when she is jostled by the prince's horse as he carries her back to his castle, not from a magical kiss. What the prince wanted to do with a dead girl's body, I will leave to your imagination. Oh, in the Grimm version, the tale ends with the queen being forced to dance to death in red-hot iron shoes. Number 6. Sleeping Beauty. In the original Sleeping Beauty, the lovely princess is put to sleep when she pricks her finger on a spindle. She sleeps for 100 years when a prince finally arrives, kisses her, and awakens her. They fall in love, marry, and surprise, surprise, live happily ever after. But alas, the original tale is not so sweet. In fact, you have to read this to believe it. In the original, the young woman is put to sleep because of prophecy, rather than a curse. And it isn't the kiss of a prince which wakes her up. The king, seeing her asleep, and rather fancying having a bit, rapes her. After 9 months, she gives birth to two children while she still is asleep. One of the children sucks her finger, which removes the piece of flax which was keeping her asleep. She wakes up to find herself raped and the mother of two kids. Number 5. Rumpelstiltskin. This fairy tale is a little different from the others because rather than sanitizing the original, it was modified by the original author to make it more gruesome. In the original tale, Rumpelstiltskin spins straw into gold for a young girl who faces death unless she is able to perform the feat. In return, he asks for her firstborn child. She agrees, but when the day comes to hand over the kid, she can't do it. Rumpelstiltskin tells her that he will let her off the bargain if she can guess his name. She overhears him singing his name by a fire, and so she guesses it correctly. Rumpelstiltskin, furious, runs away, never to be seen again. But in the updated version, things are a little messier. Rumpelstiltskin is so angry that he drives his right foot deep into the ground. He then grabs his left leg and rips himself in half. Needless to say, this kills him. Number 4. Goldilocks and the Three Bears. In this heartwarming tale, we hear of pretty little Goldilocks who finds the house of three bears. She sneaks inside and eats their food, sits in their chairs, and finally falls asleep on the bed of the littlest bear. When the bears return home, they find her asleep. She awakens and escapes out the window in terror. The original tale, which actually only dates to 1837, has two possible variations. In the first, the bears find Goldilocks and rip her apart and eat her. In the second, Goldilocks is actually an old hag who, like the sanitized version, jumps out of a window when the bears wake her up. The story ends by telling us that she either broke her neck in the fall or was arrested for vagrancy and sent to the House of Correction. Number 3. Hansel and Gretel. In the widely known version of Hansel and Gretel, we hear of two little children who become lost in the forest, eventually finding their way to a gingerbread house, which belongs to a wicked witch. The children end up enslaved for a time as the witch prepares them for eating. They figure their way out and throw the witch in a fire and escape. In an earlier French version of this tale called The Lost Children, instead of a witch, we have a devil. Now, the wicked old devil is tricked by the children in much the same way as Hansel and Gretel, but he works it out and puts together a sawhorse to put one of the children on to bleed. And that isn't an error, he really does. The children pretend not to know how to get on the sawhorse, so the devil's wife demonstrates. While she is laying down, the kids slash her throat and escape. Number 2. The Girl Without Hands. Frankly, the revised version of this fairy tale is not a great deal better than the original, but there are sufficient differences to include it here. In the new version, a poor man is offered wealth by the devil if he gives him whatever is standing behind his mill. The poor man thinks it is an apple tree and agrees, but it is actually his daughter. The devil tries to take the daughter but can't because she is pure, so he threatens to take the father unless the daughter allows her father to chop off her hands. She agrees and the father does the deed. Now, that is not particularly nice, but it is slightly worse in some of the earlier variants in which the young girl chops off her own arms in order to make herself ugly to her brother who is trying to rape her. In another variant, the father chops off the daughter's hands because she refuses to let him have sex with her. And finally, number 1. Cinderella. In the modern Cinderella fairy tale, we have the beautiful Cinderella swept off her feet by the prince and her wicked stepsisters marrying two lords, with everyone living happily ever after. This fairy tale has its origins way back in the 1st century BC, where Strabo's heroine was actually called Rhodopis, not Cinderella. The story was very similar to the modern one, with the exception of the glass slippers and pumpkin coach. But lurking behind the pretty tale is a more sinister variation by the Grimm brothers. In this version, the nasty stepsisters cut off parts of their own feet in order to fit them into the glass slipper, hoping to fool the prince. The prince is alerted to this trickery by two pigeons who peck out the stepsisters' eyes. They end up spending the rest of their lives as blind beggars, while Cinderella gets to lounge about in luxury at the prince's castle. If you love our List Verse podcast, tell a friend and subscribe now. And you're really going to love our book, The Ultimate Book of Top 10 Lists. Order it now via our website, listverse.com.